So we'll call the first monthly meeting of the Port of Port Townsend on for Wednesday, September the 12th order. Stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, so are there any additions to the agenda?
Just one clarification. Under item 11, executive session, there will be two items. One is litigation pursuant to RCW 42:3110I. And another under the same provision, but subsection III.
Okay, so it's still litigation then?
Correct.
Is that the pirate subsection?
Maybe. Okay, so do I have a motion?
I make a motion to approve the agenda.
I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
The amended agenda has been approved. Public comments? Any public comments? Betsy?
Do we come over here? I just wanted to follow up on the pumped out boat project and let you know we've moved on with another partner, so I don't want for this period of time for you to spend more time on that. For us, I needed to move forward on a time frame because I'm trying to get this to happen for this coming year. And so we're going to be working with Port Ludlow. And one thing that's great is they're really ready to take on the operations side and kind of figure out how that'll work and fund it and all of that. So anyway, I just wanted to let you know, thank you for letting me bring my idea here. And who knows, maybe another time or maybe not. That's all good. And I am excited, though, about the idea of continuing to find possible ways of collaborating between the boat school and the port and others. And I just wanted to mention, I'm personally really excited about Pacific Marine Expo coming up in November. And it's really thanks to Kimberly from the port that I'm most excited, which is last year there were several of us attending the expo, and she had the idea of pulling our booths next to each other for this November. So the port booth is moving from a 10 by 10 to a 10 by 20. So there's going to be more space to talk about the trades and what's going on. I don't know the exact vision. And then the boat school booth is going to be right next to it. And right opposite from, you know, on the corridor will be the Shipwrights Co-op booth. And then our sponsor will be right next to it, which is Patagonia. So I think we're going to have a good little area of possible synergy and energy at Pacific Marine Expo. So I just wanted to say we're up for collaborating on that and seeing what we can do to bring the presence of the trades there and just show that we're working together and have a really important message. Anyway,
you know, real quick, just to add, Betsy, yeah. So I'll put a plug in on the Ajax. So the Ajax is coming back.
Yes.
And, you know, there's a lot of synergy that's going on right down in there right now, including the port program. So, so there may be future opportunities for us.
Oh, that's a cool area, too.
Yeah,
I'm really excited. The Ajax crew are really energized, and they're in their very, very final work with the various inspectors and inspections. And so stay tuned. It's real. It's really cool.
Nice job.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Any questions?
Thanks, Betsy. Any other public comments? Okay. So we'll go on to the consent agenda. Do I have a
motion to accept the consent agenda?
I will second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, the consent agenda is accepted. So having no second reading or first reading, our regular business will go directly to A, the Leasing Policy Advisory Committee's review and selection of applicants. So I think that, just to kind of get things started.
I like Steve's better.
Yeah, mine wakes you up.
I have different ones for different things.
Okay, so to try to figure out how to actually do this, I'm just going to go ahead and read my slate, and then if it's one you guys all agree with, we're done. If it's not, we can discuss them individually. So what I had figured out for the current Port Tenant District 1, I had Ernie Baird. For the current Port Tenant District 2 or 3, I had Chris Jones. For the private sector landlord, I had John Isinger. for the local financial lending institution, I had Susan Whitmer,
Meyer.
And for private sector business owner in town, I had Pete Langley. So do we have any? You have the same?
Yeah. I concur.
That's it.
Okay.
Do we need to make a motion on that?
Well, you do. You make a motion to vote.
Okay, so I move that we use those people as our advisory committee.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Moving right along.
Moving right along. We're almost done. Because a new North Dakota School of Wood and Gold Building pump out vote is no longer an issue, so we need to discuss that.
Did you want to recap that?
Just very, very briefly, in the interest of keeping this the shortest regular business meeting in port history, the question presented to staff at the end of the meeting of August 22nd was whether or not the port could provide free moorage and power to the vessel had it been moored at a port facility over the anticipated useful life of the vessel. We chased that to ground. I had discussions with Frank Schmellett, Port General Counsel. I think it's our view that under the statute, 5308255 RCW, tourism and trade promotion, that we could find an avenue, could have found an avenue to do that, if that would have been helpful support to the boat school. And Greg ran some numbers as to what that would cost, depending on where the vessel would have been moored. And if that would have ranged from approximately 95 to, I believe it was like 114,000 over the 20-year anticipated useful life of the vessel. And I think the range was
4,000.
Yeah, four to 55,000 and some per year. But the issue is now moot.
Thank you.
Subject to commission approval.
Yes.
If you would go forward in the future.
Okay.
Staff comments.
Staff comments.
No.
Holly.
No, you didn't
bring comments, did you?
We usually require that the board attorney make stand up and make at least a 20-minute address.
I think you're trying to have somebody else.
20 and all?
No comment.
I actually have a comment today.
All right.
Washington State Archives, two women from State Archives are helping me in a records program, and they are guiding me, and I'm going to start out, me and maybe three others from our admin office are going to start out, and we're going to bag up records in the old
rat room,
infested room, mm-hmm. And we'll store records in plastic bags for 2 weeks or more in a storage unit that we're renting, and then once that period has come up, then State Archives is going to come up, and they are going to go through these records with us, and we're going to get rid of records and go through a lot of that stuff, so nice. Isn't that great?
I thought you were going to say you're setting on fire.
Yeah, that's all.
There we go.
That's a lot. That's very exciting. As I said at the workshop this morning, the auditors are here. They'll be here for probably a couple more weeks. To save money on the budget, they will be presenting me with an entrance document, but we're not going to have a formal meeting, although we will have an exit meeting. So far, I don't know what they're looking at, except they're doing the 2-year financial audit. So they'll do that plus an accountability audit.
Yeah, they had a meeting with me, mm-hmm. and I didn't realize, I thought it was going to be what she was going to let us know what they're looking at, but she was actually after me to give her some suggestions of if I wanted anything, and I didn't realize that, so mm-hmm. I couldn't think of anything to have her examine, unless you guys have something that you'd like the auditor to look at.
Nope.
Okay, that's what I said, so I'll just stand on that.
Yeah.
Let sleeping dogs.
Okay.
So there's that, and then we're getting applications for yard labor. Those are coming in, and just working on the budget.
Commissioner comments?
had a nice meeting with the NODC, and we talked mostly about sustainable food systems and that sort of thing. There was some really interesting conversations there. Sat in on the infrastructure fund board, as did you on the other side. Oh, you were on the panel, so I just kind of sit and listen. Local Food Council, and just a lot of the same things that I talked about with the NODC. I talked again about with the Local Food Council. They're also working on school farm curriculum and that kind of thing. Good meeting yesterday with the various state and federal agencies on economic development funding. Met some of the players there and got some good information.
And what meeting was that?
There was a economic development funding meeting in Port Angeles that I guess had been directed at Greg, and Greg demurred for personal reasons, and so I got to pick that one up. But it was USDA, U.S. Commerce, State Commerce, WashU Extension, people, presenters there, and some information about, you know, the various funding and grants and loan products that they have available to local governments agencies.
USD the best of what you saw?
They're all slightly different. They all have slightly different focuses. So the Commerce Department is nearly entirely focused on jobs. Ag, of course, has more of a rural focus and a food producer focus. But there's all aspects of it that I think that we could use, especially if we're talking about partnering with a PUD on a broadband project or something like that. But there's a lot of opportunities there on a number of fronts we could look at as we go forward. So.
Cool.
I brought back some stuff.
Oh, good.
And I've got a contact list and a training card, so.
So if one of us wanted to find out about it, I don't know.
Steve, I sent all of you an email on that. It was, and Bill's the one who said he wanted to go.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you should have an email in your box.
Yeah, but as far as the information that you gleaned from that meeting is going to be.
I could write a letter to the lawyers, and the lawyers could forward a sanitized version to. We could talk about it right here.
That information with us.
Yeah, right.
I can get you copies, or I can
give them
to
me.
What I'm hoping for is that they'll send me some of the, like, the PowerPoint presentations and the contact lists, and
yeah.
I can certainly just forward those things
to me.
No opinion,
just send them to me, and then I'll pass them.
I'd like that.
Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be really good.
Sure.
One is, I'd like to recognize Eric's service as executive director. This is his last meeting, and thank you for stepping up and doing it. And I think Eric has exemplified integrity, and I know that he's just done a good job. He's been very busy, and it's not like we showered him with tons of remuneration for the hours that you put in.
But we didn't give you a title.
Yes. We didn't give you a robe or a scepter or anything like that. Sorry about that. Thank you, Session. And I wish you well. You're going on a great trip. You're going to have a great time. So, again, thank you for coming on board and doing this and getting us through this. Thank you.
In terms of, I could join into that, your whole senior staff there, Abigail and Greg and Eric, have done a great job over the last month. We've moved forward with a number of kind of long-standing issues that we're working on resolution of. Leasing issue, the rental policy, some other issues. So I didn't see a real skip in the leadership with the help of Greg and Abigail, and just kind of kept moving forward over this last month. So it was pretty impressive.
Yeah, and I would second what Frank's saying to both Greg and Abigail. Thank you both for keeping it trucking. And so, and then next meeting, we welcome Jim back. So we're looking forward to having him back more.
Thank you.
Good.
Okay, so I attended the MRC, which we didn't have a speaker, so kind of we ended up having me talk about the port and Kate talk about the county, which took up the meeting, and it was a good meeting. I kind of answered a bunch of questions. But then the PIF meeting, which I've heard about them in the past and wasn't really sure, you know, kind of like the meeting that goes on behind the clerk, you know, doors, you don't really know who's on it. But, so I'll just kind of explain what this first meeting was and what this, how they work. And PIF is composed of an elected person from the city, the county, the PUD,
port.
In the port. But it also has three at-large positions from the, each commissioner district. And they have the 0.09% money that comes back to the state. It's, by the way, I thought that was forever, but it's only authorized until 2032. And so after that, they're going to have to reauthorize the fact that the money comes back to this. But it's mainly for infrastructure. And a long time ago, there was a controversial decision made that took half of it, of all the funding money, and put it toward the sewer. And that was kind of questioned a little bit. But this first meeting was really just to get the players together to figure out who's what and figure out how it's going to work and what things they're going to do. They're going to try to codify the role of the chamber, so they, or not the chamber, the EDC, Brian, Team Jefferson. So they can get some funding directly so that it doesn't have to all come from us authorizing it, for the county authorizing, and the city never authorizing. And they're going to try to change the way that funds are requested. It started out as an R, a request for proposals, and it kind of degraded to, let's just talk about it and see who, what comes to the top. We're going to try to make a template for that. And they indicated that the way that you get your projects funded is you have to have them on a SES. SES is the document that the MLDC has, but it's a comprehensive economic development strategy that everyone has to have their lists of projects in on this economic development strategy before they actually can get funded for those projects. And
that list is kept by the county, and I talked to Philip Morley after that meeting to find out if the port's comprehensive scheme for harbor improvement projects could get added somehow on that list. So he's thinking about that.
In any event, Eric already had our sets on there populated with all of our projects. So the county had theirs and we had ours, but the other people did not. So they're going to be putting those in. And then we're going to have another meeting to modify this, to create a template and figure out, you know, where to go from there. But
were you back in the audience?
Yeah, I was just proctoring.
Yeah.
So that's that.
How much money is in that fund at the moment?
They have, right now it's a little over almost $950,000, but that's like 2 years worth. And so they usually get $450,000 a year from the 109 monies. And like I said, half of that goes to the, half of that up and has been taken for the sewer project. And I noticed that was questioned by Deb Stinson about how that came into being, if that was
a
decision or if that was a board decision.
The sewer, the tri-county sewer, tri-area sewer project, not the city sewer project.
I'm not really expecting any change in that, but it's being questioned. So anyway, that's the amount of funding that we have. And let's see, so we're now going to adjourn into an executive session for litigation pursuant to RCW 42.30.110I, and as Eric said, III, and that will be how long?
Approximately 1 hour.
Approximately an hour with no decisions.
Correct.
Okay, so we're now adjourned into an executive session. Ernie, you're in.